Vice President for Global Stakeholder Engagement in Europe, and this is André Bacalli, who works with me in the Brussels office. And first of all, we're very pleased indeed to welcome Sally Costerton, who you all know, and is going to sort of kick off our proceedings and talk a bit about the more strategic picture. So, just before you do, Sally, let me just. This is the agenda that we're going to go through, and so let's go straight to the introduction.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Sally Costerton, Head of Stakeholder Engagement for ICANN. It's very nice to see you. Any of you who I haven't met will be able to hear from my voice that I am a European. So I feel quite close to this particular program and these particular activities. I am based in the Brussels office, although I live in the UK. Sometimes it feels like I live on a plane, probably like most of you. But my background is in communications and engagement, and I hope that we can use this debate about how this region can work together with itself, as it were, with the community. How can the ICANN staff help to facilitate and move the ball forward in some of the areas that I know we're going to talk about today? And finally, which I think is really why Nigel asked me to be here, to explain to you very briefly how we're approaching globally, how we're approaching stakeholder engagement globally at ICANN, and how this region fits in with the other activities that we are doing from a staff and community perspective. We have a session tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, an open session, which is from 9 to 10:30, which is purely about outreach and engagement globally. And we will touch on how the whole program fits together. So I'll give you a couple of pointers now. But if this is a topic that you're interested in and you're not part of the outreach community group that exists today, do come along to that session, and we'll have an opportunity to talk in much more depth about the process of engagement inside ICANN and how we've evolved it. Simply put, we have been pulling together, we have been building at the staff level a global stakeholder engagement capability. We had some in the past. It was relatively limited, and it wasn't really coordinated in a framework that either allowed best practice to be exchanged around the teams around the world, and more importantly, didn't really provide a way of offering up opportunities in a consistent way to the volunteer part of the ICANN community to participate in programs. So that's what we've really been working on in the last few months, is how do we build that model in such a way that everybody who wants to be involved in outreach and engagement can participate. They have a clear view of what programs are being undertaken and how they engage with those programs and become part of that if they want to. Also, who are the people inside the ICANN staff who are looking after different aspects of those programs? So we'll talk more about that tomorrow and how we've organized that. Overall, our objective in the engagement team at ICANN is to broaden participation, not in a chaotic way. We don't want 10,000 people to suddenly come to an ICANN meeting. That's not a goal. It is, however, important, we feel, to ensure that as much as possible, everyone in the world whose lives are affected by ICANN's activities at least understands that we exist, what we do, and how they might be affected by it. And most importantly, if they want to engage or just understand a bit more about how ICANN works, how it develops policy, that they have a mechanism for doing that. And the two main resources we're using, three main resources we're using to implement that are the regional vice presidents, of which you have Nigel here and Andrea, who works with him. And he has eight other colleagues around the world looking after other parts of the world. Some subject matter leads. So, for example, sitting here in the front row is Christopher Mondini, who leads globally our program on business engagement. So when we look at our four large stakeholder groups, we have asked senior staff to pull together some coherent programs and ideas and content to serve specific stakeholder groups, not just SOAC structures, but more broadly the business community, the technical community, the government community, and the civil society community. Now, clearly they don't exist on a global stage. The implementation for engagement is done almost always in a national or in a regional or local environment. And that's where the intersection comes between those, if you will, those global leads and the regional vice presidents on a matrix model. So I hope that... if you will, bucket of resource, if you like, is our digital engagement, our suite of digital engagement tools, which I think many of you have seen, and many of you, in fact, have participated in. That program is led by Chris Gift, and again, we will be updating everybody on the progress of our digital platforms, tools, and have an early look at a new website tomorrow morning. So if you're interested in that, you come and have a look and we'll do a reveal then. But many of you have been involved in the ICANN Labs project, which has been very much a bottom-up process to make sure that as we evolve and develop new tools for engagement, that they are tools that solve problems that the community actually wants solved. So it's very much been built on identifying problems that are real, that exist, that need resolution, and coming up with and then experimenting with platforms online that allow us to check that we really have delivered a solution that's required. And then finally, very importantly, how we engage with the non-staff part of the ICANN community, and how do we make sure that our communications function in particular is as engaged as possible to make sure that we raise awareness, we're clear about what's going on, how to participate, whether that's coming to speak on a platform, to be part of an event, whether it's going to different meetings, internet governance meetings or other regional meetings, that we're doing that in a joined up way, and that people feel they have open access to those activities. So I hope that's helpful, Nigel. I probably said more than you wanted me to.
No,
I hope that's a useful introduction.
Perhaps, Sally, you could just touch on the whole emphasis on the overall ICANN strategy and how the different regional strategies sort of dovetail with the overall.
You mean the strategic planning process?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, well, I mean, the ICANN strategic planning process, as I think most of you will know, we've had several open sessions on that this week already, is going on. It's very active. One of the forces, one of the drivers for change, if you like, that's being taken into consideration inside the discussions around what ICANN's future should look like, are the kinds of issues that are coming through the regional strategies from the bottom up, if you like, about recognising that we need, as ICANN moves forward, that it needs to really consider, as it grows, how is it going to cope with scale? This is a particular theme that comes through from the regional engagement strategies. How is it going to cope with language challenges? How is it going to cope with access issues? Of different types. How is it going to cope with bringing more people into the multi-stakeholder model who may not always have been part of it? So there are onboarding and online learning requirements. So a lot of the issues that you're seeing discussed by the panels and in the strategic planning process have actually originated in the work that's been going on in the regional engagement programs. Not all, but quite a few. So I think it's both an input, part of the input process. But equally, as the strategic plans become finalised, there needs to be a very strong link in it, as we go into output rather than input, between what is agreed should be the main features of the operational plan, which will come out of the strategic plan, and the engagement plans themselves. I mean, that should be obvious, but it probably benefits from being made very clear that there needs to be a strong coherence between these two things, and they shouldn't be separate, or then they shouldn't be dissonant. So that's something that I hope is clear, but maybe we should make it clearer.
No, thank you very much for that, because that's something we might touch on later in terms of this was an issue. I know that we discussed in Durban to an extent how this all meshes together, and I think this concept of both inputs and outputs is very important, and we'll touch on that with some real examples later. So going back to our agenda again, one thing I failed to do entirely, so I do apologise, is to introduce our other two panellists that will be speaking a bit later, Wolf Ludwig with Eurodig. Do you want to say hello? And Giovanni. Giovanni's going to come up and sit on the platform from Eurid. Thank you very much for being involved today. But if we could just now sort of go forward and look really at how this strategy is developing and where we've got to in terms of our development process. And I think it's important to say that we did get some very good feedback from the straw man that we put up in Durban, which we discussed with a number of you here. We discussed with a group of the governments and some other participants as well. We had the chance of further discussing that straw man at the Eurodig, at one of the flash sessions at the Eurodig conference back in the summer, and we were very grateful for that opportunity as well. It's also worth noting, of course, that this that a regional strategy for Europe is not something entirely new. It was indeed talked about some years ago, some 4 or 5 years ago, and at that time it was felt perhaps not really necessary to have a regional strategy as such. And thus the involvement that we were discussing in Durban of really concentrating on engagement in terms of the strategy. The strategy input-output addresses the needs of the community. This is something that we've touched on before, that both the input and the output of the plan must, if you like, enhance the overall engagement strategy, which Sally has been talking about for the whole ICANN community. And obviously, although capacity building in our consultation and the responses to our consultation was something which was felt to be perhaps not so important in Europe as in elsewhere, we have indeed seen that in some of the responses there is indeed some need on a sub-regional basis for types of capacity building, and that's something which we'll certainly be talking about later on. So, Andrea.
Thank you. Hello everybody. My name is Andrea Beccali and I work out of the Brussels office, part of the Global Stakeholder Engagement Team in Europe. So let me just take you through the what and give you some more background on how we started working on the strategy. So we had a first consultation back in Durban. We were asking, do you think we need a strategy for Europe? And then we got a positive feedback, and the idea, the next step was, okay, on what? And the issue, the identification, appears to be the clear first step that we have to take now. But before we engage into this one, the important part that we wanted to make sure is that for ICANN, the engagement strategy is not a lobbying activity. It's not ICANN having to lobby into the European institutions or in the parliament or promoting a particular goal or agenda, but really is to address the needs and requests for the community in a way that are a direct flow into the ICANN work and into the global ICANN strategy. So when we were in Durban, we drafted a list of topics that we thought, and there was kind of, in a way, a top-down approach in this case. So myself and Nigel were looking around and said, okay, maybe these topics could be of interest. And this started a really interesting discussion, and we got some really good feedback on that. And so it is clear that we need to go further with the consultation process to identify the issue that really we think that we have to start on working for the strategy. So how to do that? Well, ICANN has a wiki page, and that you can find. I can share you the link, but you will see. On the wiki page, that you can, now it's really small, you can print, you can really see, but you can find all the documents that were presented in Durban, some background information about that. And the other idea that we could have was to I know that many of us are signed up to too many mailing lists, but probably to have a mailing list to start working on these kind of survey and figuring out which are the most pressing issues we think that we as a community can work on, and that can characterize Europe region in particular. And here I pass back to Nigel, because as we said, we did the top-down approach back in Durban. It didn't work, but we kind of want to insist on that. We want to throw some other issues that we may think would be interesting to work on as a community. And I can pass back to Nigel to talk more about that.
So just very briefly, as Andrea said, we're going to have this open consultation on the exact issues, of course, that people want to work on. We discussed some of these in Durban, but what I wanted to do just very briefly is touch on how some of the wider community issues, the ICANN community issues that we've been discussing this week in Buenos Aires, sort of are directly related to some of the European policies, because I think there's an interesting juxtaposition, if you see what I mean. And only today we were discussing in here the expert working group on directory services. In Durban we discussed the registry accreditation agreements and the various issues concerning opt-out for different registrars. So there's a link there, of course, with the data protection discussions going on in Europe, and a link with the Network Information Security Directive, which is also being discussed. We thought the second round of GTLDs, some of the comments that we got pertained to the difficulties some people thought that there was in terms of the first round. I mean, obviously slightly different difficulties to some other regions, but again, particular issues for Europe. And I put COMITU down there because this is a grouping of member states and stakeholders, which ICANN is part of, which forms the input to some of the ITU discussions that were being alluded to in some of the discussions that we've had in Buenos Aires this week in terms of the plenipotentiary in 2014 and the World Telecommunications Development Conference this April. But of course this is only a start. There are other issues that people are involved in, and Giovanni is in a few moments is going to talk particularly about the community of country code top-level domains and some of the work that's going on there and some of the partnerships that we can perhaps develop there.
Okay. Should I take on?
Yeah.
Thank you, Nigel. So on the what, another interesting feedback that we got and we hear, we think it's really important to work on, is these things when we started out, speaking about the strategy back in Durban, we didn't actually mention at all. So the idea that a strategy actually has to be have indicators, some clear goals, some a time frame, metrics to then conduct some monitoring and evaluation. So that's something that we also want to work on. And in the consultation you're going to launch, bear in mind that this part also has to be part of the strategy. And going forward on the how. So the idea, and that's something that other ICANN regional strategies are working on, is to establish a working group. And what could do this working group? Well, we could start actually figuring out which are the events that in the coming month will be key in Europe that the ICANN community should be looked at, should be participating, should be make sure that the input is there. And also in terms of actor mapping, so to whom are we targeting our strategy? Who we want to be part of that? I mean, ICANN is an open community, but we don't want, I don't know, farmers, producers being part of that. Or maybe, I mean, maybe they're applying to.
Yes, yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
And of course, the I-stars in the regions are the most direct actors with whom we have to establish a dialogue, and I mean we already do, but and more framing it to an interregional scope. And then the Brussels briefing is a series of events. We at the Brussels office we organize only one so far, and it was held back in June. It's the idea to give an update on what ICANN is doing, and also to enlarge to the large community of representatives that are based in Brussels on what ICANN is doing and how they can be actually informed, be engaged. Bear in mind that the new GTLD program suddenly brought ICANN and the larger internet governance issue much higher onto the headlines, let's say. And Eurodigo will have Wolf that kindly agreed to be on the panel with us. We'll speak more, because what we think also is that Eurodig is now probably one of the most interesting, most advanced regional form of the internet governance, and the ICANN strategy could actually build upon this experience, and we can see what synergies can be taken off. But I'm looking forward also to hear your thoughts, and of course what Wolf is thinking about that. What else? The challenges. Well, one of the clear challenges that we have, and you can see from this globe down there, the geographical reach. So how do you define Europe, and where do you start and where do you end? And when we try to do that, so in the first attempt that myself and Nigel did, you could see that we weren't good students in geography at school, because we left out some countries, we include some countries that they shouldn't be there. But as I said, that was a first attempt to get the discussion started. And it's clear that that's not an easy issue, but it's an issue that we have to look at. And probably the solution will be that we don't need to define a strict geographical region. We can kind of leave it open and see who wants to join, so it can be more an issue driven. Or the other could be a kind of a variable geometry. So within the strategy of the region, you look into sub-regions, and within these sub-regions you actually identify some topics that are more relevant. And do you want to add something on that?
Yes, so I mean, I think what the, we had a useful dialogue in Durban on the geographical reach, and we had some responses to our consultation. And I think it's fair to say that we're happy to discuss it here today, of course, but we think the best solution is really for countries to be involved and for actors to be involved in the community as they see fit. So essentially we're using the Council of Europe, sort of 47 country list as a guide, and those countries that are interested in contributing to this process more the better. So I think we need to go on now. I'm conscious of the time, and I want to have time for discussion. I mean, it's clear that one of the things that wasn't on one of those earlier slides, because we haven't sort of populated everything, is the way that we're going to communicate with other parts of the community as well as the ISTARs. We're fortunate in the Europe region in that we have various regional business bodies as well. We have obviously Centre, which we'll talk about in a minute, and we have other parts of the community. So in terms of business, we have Digital Europe, which is a body that we already deal with in Brussels that represents the ICT sector in Europe, and EuroISPA, which represents internet service providers. So we've already got some contacts there, and we've been discussing the strategy with them. And of course the European Commission, which we haven't sort of featured on it, but we have regular updates with governments through the High Level Internet Group, which represents about 32 countries. And so with the member states we have a fairly good linkage there as well as through more broad international governmental organisations like the Council of Europe and the OECD, etc. So, Wolf, would you like to say a few words on what happens at Eurodig, and also your sort of perception of how, in your area of Euralo, this can contribute to your work?
Yes, thanks, Nigel. Well, let's say when Eurodig started, the idea and the process and a first pilot event started in 2008. It was a side effect of an ICANN meeting in summer 2008 in Paris. And it was actually linked to another key event, what was the IGF. And we thought at the time, to my knowledge, there was nothing like a perceivable ICANN strategy for the region at the very moment. So it was a get together between some stakeholders from Europe, from government, from business, civil society, and a driving force, Council of Europe. And we thought that there should be a platform for a regional dialogue and for a regional exchange on the European level. What can afterwards bring a European perspective to the global IGF? This was a basic idea and outline, and within a couple of weeks over the summer break, a handful of people organized the first pilot event in October in Strasbourg. And as it was a remarkable success on a first trial, then we said, okay, good starting point. There's always space for improvement. Let's work for a next event. Then we had Geneva afterwards. 2010, we had an event in Madrid. 2011, in Belgrade. Belgrade was important, very important in a way. So far, it was rather more concentrated on Western European countries. And we realized that there is a sort of digital gap inside Europe, and we have to better include Southeast and Eastern European countries. Therefore, Belgrade was a big step ahead, and then we went to Stockholm and last year to Lisbon again. So, in the meantime, Juridic is recognized as the European IGF and offers a good platform for the regional dialogue to discuss key issues from a European perspective. And we always need to make clear, Juridic is not just an annual event, it's a process. And the event stands at the end of a yearly process where we have a call for proposals. Juridic is inclusive, inviting all stakeholder groups all over Europe to participate in submitting ideas, proposal topics for the program planning for the next event. We are now on the way to Berlin in June next year, and we will have for further details an outreach meeting in the afternoon at 6 o'clock in a room next door, and I leave it so far on this, and I'm open for any further questions. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much, and no doubt people might well have questions of you, and I know Sandra's here, and Lee is here, people that have been very connected with the excellent Juridic initiative, so that's very helpful. Giovanni, perhaps you could say a few words. Very grateful for you coming along. Giovanni is with Eurid, but he's also involved with Centre, which is a very very sort of professional and influential organisation that has done really great things for the ICANN community in terms of coordinating CCTLD activities in Europe and beyond.
Thank you, Nigel. And thanks for having included in the agenda this meeting, which is the follow-up of the meeting that was held in Durban at the very last minute. We have, as Centre, is this umbrella organization for European country code top-level domain managers. And basically what we have done is to reflect on the very first draft of the European of the regional strategy for Europe, which we were shared in Durban, and we have submitted some comments, and the comments are both at the methodology level and also the content level. So I'm quite happy to see that some of the comments regarding the methodology, they've been already taken on board, and that's the slide you've shown about the metrics, about the link with the big strategy, and also to make sure that there is a timing in the regional strategy so that any action can be better assessed afterwards in terms of achievements. I believe that Europe is a very special region, and the challenge is not only geographical, but there's a challenge because some little issues that might seem quite little, at the end they're quite big for many of the European stakeholders. I do believe that ICANN has great opportunities for engaging even more with certain stakeholder groups in Europe. And this is both at technical level, but also in the broader internet governance level. I believe that at European level, there are still many stakeholders groups that they do not participate in full in the internet governance debate. And therefore, I think that ICANN should play, or at least could play, an educational role for this kind of stakeholders group to bring them on board in the ICANN community, in the internet governance discussions. At central level, the CCTLD community of Europe is one of the, most experienced CCTLD communities. Many of the CCTLD members in Europe, they have celebrated a couple of years ago their 25th anniversary. So 25 years engaging with the community, developing policy procedures, dealing with the challenges that the domain name system has seen in the past 25 years and even more. And it's not only important to acknowledge at ICANN level what they have done, but also important to engage with this community. And this could be, for instance, a very basic input, which we already talked about informally, is that when engaging in educational or outreach activities in the region, it might be worth to consult with the CCTLD manager. That would be really important to understand from the CCTLD manager perspective what could be the challenges and again the issues in that specific country or in certain regional areas of Europe. Again, Centra, in the comment we have submitted, we have reiterated our full availability to partner with ICANN and to complement ICANN actions in the field. At the same time, again, I would like to underline and recommend ICANN not to underestimate certain little issues that are at European level. And what I, going back to the slides, what I currently fail to see, and I guess this is a sort of second draft, what I currently fail to see is a set of objectives that reflect the needs of the region and reflects also an assessment of previously developed actions in the region, which is part of the center comment. For us, it's quite important that what has been done in the region by ICANN is, in a certain sense, measured, pondered, and then you move forward. And that's something that, again, should be in this kind of regional strategy for Europe. I know that the time is very limited, so I would like to stop here. I appreciate a lot the progress against the previous draft that we were shown in Durban, and I also appreciate the fact that we some of the comments that Centre made have been reflected in the slides which we were shown a few minutes ago. Again, my recommendation is really to start producing a set of clear objectives and objectives which are linked to metrics, which are linked to time, and also objectives that reflect consultations at European level. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and that's very useful. Thank you very much for your your contribution. I'm conscious of the time that people want to perhaps talk, or perhaps they don't want to talk. So this is this is the final slide, if you like. That these are some next steps we're potentially outlining, where further discussion will take place. We're hoping to do another Brussels briefing, not solely on the on the strategy for Europe, but also on other ICANN issues, either December or January this year. We did the last one in June. We then have the launch of this more detailed strategy in the Singapore event, and we'll talk about that more in due course. And then perhaps we'll do something at the Eurodig in Berlin in some sense or other. As I said in the last meeting, we did a flash session. Perhaps, depending on the wishes of the community, we might do something slightly more substantial. And then, of course, ICANN 50 in London, which is very appropriate, of course, for Europe. We think we ought to do some positive work, but again, this is something we'll consult on in coordinating European stakeholders to really have a sort of European focus for that meeting, and some delivery of the results so far of what the strategy has accomplished in terms of sort of coordination and engagement. So that's all I had to say. So welcome comments. Sorry, yes.
Can I just ask one practical question? It's about the timing of the strategy. If you can go back to that slide, the last one. This one. So you plan to have the strategy, the regional strategy for Europe launched in Singapore by the Singapore meeting?
March.
Yes. Which is Q1 2014?
Yes.
And then the delivery of the strategy results at the end of Q2.
What I'm saying, delivery of strategy results. I mean, all we're saying then is that what we hope to do as a result of the discussion today and the opening up of space on the wiki and an email list for people to contribute is to be able to populate some of the issues, to populate some of the metrics, etc., that you've talked about, which is very valuable indeed, and therefore to have a more updated document for launching in Singapore. And then, of course, in London, as I've mentioned, we hope to hold some sort of coordination for European stakeholders again, and we'll put something on the wiki on this, depending on what you would like to do in London, so to speak, and also mention perhaps some positive results so far of what we've been engaging on, whether it's something to do with Europe, whether it's something to do with working with Centre or whatever. So that's the idea. Three. Where should we start? I think, Matthew, you were first. Yeah, sorry, where's the... you need a microphone, don't you?
There is a question here.
Sorry, where's that? You can't really... Yeah, well, we can answer that. You'll have to ask it. Michelle's going to answer that as well. Sorry. Do you want to introduce yourself? Because no one knows you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My name is Mathieu Vey. I'm the CEO of AFNIC, .fr registry, European as well. This is an occasion I have a discussion about European strategy, and I'm still extremely confused. I do not understand what problem we're trying to solve. I see statements that it's not about lobbying, and I see a number of issues that are basically about European directives and European legislations. So I don't see how you can launch anything in Singapore until we have had a discussion about what the actual goal of this strategy is. I understand the goal for the African engagement strategy for ICANN. It's about bringing the African on board. That's fine. For the European strategy, I do not understand whether we're trying to bring new people on board, whether we're trying to lobby the European Commission for changing the legislations, or if we're just trying to align ICANN on the European legislations, which I would find would have my preference, and that would be a strategy for ICANN to align with the European legislations. But until we have this, what is the point in getting into issues list or anything? I don't see how we can move that forward.
Should we take several comments and then we can and we can respond? Sorry. Wolf, did you want to?
Yes, if you allow me from our point of view, or let's say in this case now, having two heads, one would be URALO, what is ICANN's European Regional at Large organization, and then EURODIC. I think there are not really the same like in Africa, but there are comparable problems in Europe, and it's all about digital inclusion. There are huge gaps inside Europe. And if you compare the countries and parts on the European landscape, you will realize huge difference between Western countries and then between North and South and between Western and Eastern European countries. And there is still an issue about access in Europe. And these are some basic conditions, in my opinion, to have a sort of balanced situation in Europe. This would be, in my opinion, one requirement, one need. And then, as you mentioned, or as you categorized them, there are several issues. What is a challenge in Europe for a European strategy?
Just to clarify that, I agree that these issues exist, fully acknowledge this. I would like the discussion about ICANN's European strategy to be about which of these issues we want to address. I'm not saying there's no issue. I'm saying we need to start by defining which issue we want to address and not getting into, oh, we're going to launch by then and then and then, which is taking the topic the wrong way.
Thank you. Yes, sorry.
Thank you. Yes, Chris Chaplow from the BC, but speaking in personal capacity because obviously the BC hasn't got a position on this. And I do agree there are great differences in Europe, and I hail from the very south of Spain, actually just 12 kilometres away from Africa, and maybe we should be following the African model. But I'm also confused about where we are with this. We seem to be intermixing digital engagement strategy European Regional Engagement Strategy and European Regional Strategy, and I think the two things are quite different. And if we're on regional strategy, are we looking to produce a document with the four pillars of the existing ICANN strategy or the five focus areas of the new one? Because they're very, very different, and you'll have a hell of a job translating from one to the other if you do what's been done in the African one. And really, coming back to reinforce the last speaker, are we talking of a launch in Singapore with this? Because where are we going to comment on a draft document? Or am I missing something? Because it's the first time I've come in on this.
Any other comments before we... Sir...
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Michaela Nayland, Black Knight, Chair of the Registrar Stakeholder Group, speaking as a European more than as anything else. ICANN has a wonderful talent for sending us incredibly mixed and confusing messages. And your CEO has made various statements about how the organisation is going to be incorporating in various regions and locations. And it'd be much easier for us to understand what was going on with those things if we were given concrete answers and concrete timelines. What we keep getting is this kind of very hard to grasp, very philosophical, overarching strategy thing, which, you know, as a business user, not a lawyer, and somebody who actually has a day job, I find a bit hard to follow. And the follow-on from that is, when is ICANN going to address the issues around data privacy, data retention, data protection? Because a lot of the European registrars at present cannot sign the new REA. The waiver process that was put in place is completely dysfunctional. I've had several of my members come to me over the last few days and weeks to complain about the fact that they submit the waiver in good faith and then do not hear anything back for over a month. When they do hear something back, it's they're being asked to clarify the unclarifiable without any real guidance whatsoever. And the most recent update we've received from ICANN staff is that something might happen in the next few weeks, which means that basically a European registrar can either sign an agreement which puts them in breach of European and local law, or not sign and basically be disenfranchised, so they can't offer new TLDs to Europeans. I mean, you really do need to address this. In a recent letter, John Jeffrey wrote to the chair of the Article 29 Working Party and mentioned about the who is versus local law policy and how it was going to be revised. But nothing's happened. I mean, there's been no update, nobody said, oh yes, we're going to revise that using this particular process. It's in that letter, and Nigel, your name's down the bottom about something related. But again, we haven't heard anything concrete on that. And then again, with this thing around the strategy update, you're talking about a working group. You have to be careful about the term working group within ICANN circles, because, you know, what is a working group? What's its output? Who does it fit under? Where does it go? I mean, if you want to set up a mailing list and have a discussion, that's one thing. But be careful about the choice of words. Thanks.
He gets applause wherever he goes. Lee.
Thank you very much. My name is Lee Hibbard. I'm from the Council of Europe. As you said, Nigel, 47 countries. So the first point is that very good to talk about also European Union law and what applies or what doesn't apply. But there's also a lot of countries outside of that framework which needs to be addressed. I find this the idea of a strategy, whatever it includes, to be very useful to take that back and also to try to address with the 47 these issues and to try to give responses. We do norms, we establish norms. We've already done a few recommendations regarding GAC and ICANN work and domain names and name strings, which form part of freedom of expression, for example. So I see this as an input to bring back to Strasbourg, but also to bring things back to you later on, first of all. In that sense, it's very useful. So we need to work at the details. Right, another thing. You talk about engagement of different actors. The Council of Europe engages a school of political studies. There are 16 schools of political studies across the Central and Eastern European space and Southeast Europe space, which basically gets young leaders, 30, 35 years old maximum, to come together and discuss the issues. Human rights, rule of law, democracy issues, but also that includes questions of technology. Now, that's been addressed already, but I think if you're talking about all the things that are being talked about regarding, you know, Brazil and multi-stakeholder dialogue, I think it's extremely important if we can bring in an element in terms of those studies to try to engage young leaders in terms of doing new policies for the future. So I think that's a catchment area which you might wish to think about. And as regards just basic users, we're also producing a document called a Guide on Human Rights for Internet Users. It's an entry-level document for people to understand that they have rights and freedoms online, and it means in practice this and that. So it's not exhaustive, it's selective, it's taken a year's work, it's almost at fruition, and hopefully it will be disseminated and circulated for next year. But it will raise the curiosity of people in Europe, at least, about themselves and what they do online. And that, I think that also is complementary to what you do in ICANN and what we do in ICANN. So I think that there are many, you know, there's a lot of synergy to be had there, a lot of complementarity, and I think I'd like to, you know, to bring that back to you, to bring it back to the Strasbourg, etc. So thank you.
Thank you and welcome that. I'm conscious of the time. So Marilyn, and then we'll try and respond to some of those points, if that's okay.
Thank you. My name is Marilyn Cade. I made a similar comment at the African Strategy Group that I'd like to make here. I want to urge all of us in the development of regional strategy and activities to remain committed to the global interaction and the global exchange that is necessary, so that we don't begin to accidentally practice what is happening now in some of the other international organizations, where they've developed regional identities and activities that harden the positions they take before we come together and actually work together in a more with a more global perspective. So that would be one point that I just want to reinforce. I also want to reinforce that we have already a marvelous platform through the national and regional IGF initiatives and through the IGF itself. And I think I heard discussion about a number of topics where, in fact, I think the better place to really address them is probably in those fora. But the final comment, which really brought me to the microphone, has to do with a gap that I think I see, and I didn't see it reflected. I was in and out, so perhaps I missed it. But one of the biggest gaps that I see everywhere is the lack of even name recognition. In the business world, we call that brand recognition. So let me use the term name recognition, since I'm here at ICANN, about what ICANN is and what it does. We're talking a lot about engagement and outreach and participation, but we need to also make sure that whatever the regional strategies are, it helps to raise the awareness of, and I'm going to pick on a particular group, not just the CCs, not just the technical community, not just civil society and NGOs, but also the business user community, the vast number of allies of ICANN that can help to protect ICANN because they are influential everywhere, are business users. And I hope we're going to be really careful that we're not just promoting the idea of building contracted parties to deliver services, but we have nobody to buy them.
Sorry, thank you very much, Marilyn, for that. Any other comments? I'm conscious that it's we're sort of trespassing on time, but so I'm eating into your break, but at least there's not another meeting in this room for another 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, Nigel, just one comment regarding this regional strategy. One element that has been also raised during this hour is the link between the regional strategy and the strategy panel, the strategy plan, not the strategy panels, the strategy plan. What we heard during the CCNSO strategy and operating plan working group last Sunday is that the different regional strategies should serve both as input but also as output against the strategy plan of ICANN. We also understood that the strategy plan is going to be completely redesigned in the next couple of years. So I think that, again, it's quite a special moment to develop a strategy that should, again, serve against a plan that is going to be completely redesigned. So I believe that, again, if there is going to be another document which I agreed with what Matthias said and is what also the Center paper says, should identify the issues, objectives, and then move forward from there. But also, you should include in whatever you draft what is the part that serves as an input and what is the part that serves as an output against the strategy plan of ICANN.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and address a few of those very, very briefly, because I think it's important. We can't we need to have this dialogue, and this dialogue has been useful, but we we either need to move forward or we don't move forward, so to speak. And certainly the sense we received in Durban, the sense we received from the comments we got post-Durban, indicated to us that there was a desire to move forward. How exactly we move forward, I admit, is something that we need this dialogue on. It's something that we're going to consult on. As I said, perhaps it's ambitious to launch something in Singapore. By launch, we certainly didn't mean, if you like, to launch a 30-page document or to launch a great big public glitzy launch. By launch, we meant simply to outline to the community where we had got on the European strategy. We see the European strategy as very much, the regional engagement strategy as being very much as something of an evolving feast. But let me clarify a few points. First of all, the linkage to the overall strategic plan. And Giovanni, you're quite right to pick this up, and this has been picked up before. It's very difficult. Because, you know, it's very difficult to try and link to something when that something you're trying to link to is also a moving feast. So there is that element. But there is the input and the output essence of this. And the feedback that we got from Durban was very much that the sort of strategy that was wanted, that was needed for Europe, was one of engagement. And therefore, there is inputs and there's outputs in terms of the engagement part of the strategic plan. So I think that's the first point, and of course that needs to be mapped. The second point, as I said, on timing, that's something we can reflect. We're not wedded to a certain time frame. And in terms of consultation, as we mentioned earlier, we will consult. In terms of the issues, I see that, again, we said we would consult on the issues. We'll have an open dialogue that people can talk about issues. But what I was trying to give a flavour for earlier, and I think what Michelle picked up really in terms of the data protection issue, which I don't think I can address in great detail this afternoon, is that if we had had this engagement process, would we have done better on the RAA 2013? That's the question. In other words, having this engagement, being aware collectively of how a piece of European, of how an initiative in ICANN was meshing with a piece of European legislation, would we have served the community better? And I think we possibly would have done. And I know there's specific problems in terms of where we are today, but I just wanted to use that as an example of something where we might do better. And of course, data protection is not the only issue. As I said, there's security. There's other issues, and it's not a case of collective lobbying in Europe. There's other institutions that do that, and people do that, but it's a collective understanding of what those issues are and how they affect the ICANN community in general. So I think that's the point of that. But of course, you know, as I said, we are specifically consulting on those issues. In terms of the business user, I mentioned that, of course, the business user is key to this. And I didn't perhaps mention, you know, in my description of businesses, perhaps I wasn't specific enough. But it's not just a question of CCTLDs, GTLDs, registrars, registries. Of course, it's the wider user community as well that is involved in this process. So I'm conscious of the time, so do the panelists want to say a few remaining remarks? Sorry, yes, I do apologise. Andrea, yeah. I thought certainly one question was the same question that you raised, so we might have answered that, but there might be another question, of course. But while we're looking at that, Wolf.
Yes, just one final remark. I find it very useful Nigel said, we are trying in onto European level. We have so many European-wide associations. We have RIPE NCC, we have CENDA, we have EuroISPA, and many others. We have Council of Europe. And all of them have a sort of a vision, a mission, or a strategy, or whatsoever. And all of them are in their audiences with their clients, more or less, working on their issues. And if there could be a coordination among those strategies, among those stakeholders and groups, and a better understanding where we agree and where we disagree, and if we can more or less organize, mobilize some synergies in this direction, then this regional strategy project is extremely useful. I would say this, as far as I understood it, this is work in progress, so there cannot be, in my opinion, a complete strategy, a completed strategy in Singapore. But if we have a first outline, and then from first outlines, work on this over the next future, then I think we are really stumbling into the right direction.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Was there any remote?
There was a question that a remote participant made. It's Luc Seffer. I think it's a French. I don't know. So speaking of challenges, are we going to hear what the European Vice President will do to allow European registrars to be able to enter into the 2013 RAA without breaching the European laws? Basically, it's what Michele. This is the same question that you had, Michele. And
it's the same question that you had, Michele, from a European registrar.
So the question was, what are we going to do to stop European registrars breaking European law? Well, they won't break European law because they'll make sure they don't break European law. But it's the process involved in them declaring that, which is the process which Michaela and others have raised the issue with. So, and that's something that we are discussing. I mean, I'm acutely aware of it, but it is something the other side of, or the other part of ICANN is discussing. Okay, I'm conscious of the time. Thank you very much for coming along, for being involved in this. What we want to do, of course, is capture what happened this afternoon, but we also want to capture people that are interested in continuing the dialogue. So we see this dialogue as being very open indeed. That's what we're getting from this. I take Michaela's view that we're not establishing a working group in the normal sense of the ICANN working group. But what we'd like to do is do something on two levels to see if it works. First of all, we'll have a completely open consultation on the wiki, which will be completely open for anyone to contribute to anyone to send us emails, to dialogue with us, etc., etc. And we'll publicise all this on the new ICANN site when it comes out. But separately, what we'd quite like to do is to capture a group of people. We're not calling it a working group, just a group of people that might be interested in a more sort of extensive dialogue, but a more tailored dialogue on some of the ideas that come along. So if you would be so kind, those that would be, and this isn't going to involve physical meetings or anything like that, just an occasional sort of webinar or something like that perhaps. So if you're interested in that, please email us. Email Andrea. He's going to put his name up on that slide. Will you? No. Yeah. And we'll incorporate you into this group. But we'll put it all on the website anyway as well. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Giovanni. Thank you, Wolf. Thank you.
You can find my email on this slide. And
there we are. There's his email.
Yeah. So
you can't miss it.
No, you can't miss it. So please, don't hesitate in sending me, and just put on the subject line, strategy for Europe, and I will work on that. Thank you.